Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast Truthy. Artist Spotlight. Artist Spotlight.
Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid. On my grind, while you niggas getting played. See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in a place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah. And I promise never stopping, and I kill it. Every time I grab the mic, I be out of sight. Stony. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Cold world, where the weed at? Got a lighter? Let me see that. No fake shit, rolling Dolo. So high, where's my kneecap? Corny niggas want entertain, I don't give a fuck, that shit lame. Get the money, get the fame, now it's on and I know the game. Told niggas long time ago, my flow blow, they don't hear me though. Niggas smiling, we cool as hell, they be lying to me, Pinocchio. Roll up and I smoke choke, low key with the smoke cloak. Something out of a horror story, killing shit like I'm Roanoke.
Artist Spotlight.
Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid. On my ground, why you niggas getting played. See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in a place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah. And I promise never stopping, and I'll kill it. Every time I grab the mic, I be out of sight. Stony, now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Verse 2, I gotta spit it. By all means, I gotta get it. Haze up in my smoke cloud, I spark it up, then I hit it. This magician got many tricks. Fuck the hype, I'm already lit. These niggas be throwing fits while I'm moving on with my life and shit. Off topic, let me bring it back. That phony shit, I'm not having that. No fake love, no fake friends, no fake vibes, that's no cap. Stand up where my loner's at. Peace, brother, where my stoner's at. No fake love, no fake friends, no fake vibes, that's no cap. Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid. On my grind, why you niggas getting played. See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in a place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah. And I promise never stopping, and I'll kill it. Every time I grab the mic, I be out of sight. Stony, now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie.
Artist Spotlight.
Welcome to Podcast Truth Heat, where we are generous with the portions. Today is Thursday, April the 30th. I'm your moderator, Naheem, joined by my devilish co-hostess, who shade the mostest. Join me in welcoming Des, Manian, Demi, and Daylen Michaels. Hold on, where's my applause?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's good?
Hey, everybody.
So the song? The song you all heard at the top of the podcast was Stony by local Pittsburgh-based artist, The Smoke Magician. And we do want to mention that today's podcast, we will not be joined with our co-host, Coley. Coley is out today, and Barbie today is actually her birthday. we all want to take a moment and wish Barbie a very, very happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. But happy birthday, Barbie. Happy birthday. We definitely miss you. All right, co-host, but I know we got a lot of topics to get to on the docket today, so I guess we'll go ahead and transition into our first segment of the evening we like to call the Weekly Tea.
Here's the motherfucking tea.
We finally getting some audio, but... Well, we wanted to start the show off with the internet is buzzing right now. I don't know if you woke up late or what, but yesterday, I think it was like yesterday afternoon, Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion officially dropped a remix to the Braggadocious Savage track. After 2 months, it was roughly about 2 months ago after releasing Sugar, that Megan Thee Stallion was going back and forth with her label, as well as trying to figure out what would be her next lead project. Over the course of 4 minutes, Beyonce jumps on the track. She's also a fellow native to Houston, as well as Megan, and she drops 4 original verses, right, bragging about her hips, how she would rule TikTok and inheriting her attitude from her monarch mother, Tina Knowles. She also really just transforms the whole song. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of flabbergasted right now because I really don't even know where to start. But before we jump into it, we do have a little small snippet of the song for the folks who might not have heard it yet. I'll go ahead and play that now.
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Sitting beat and that beat stands for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, dropping all this wine. This is up in this thing, put you up on this game. I've been talking to my friends, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain.
Please don't give me hype.
Panelists, how are we feeling?
Over.
I'm feeling great. I really loved the song. I really loved, like, Beyonce's, like, she's just everything. She can rap, sing. She has so much swag behind her work and her delivery. I love that she plugs different things in there, like her mom. So I think it was really cool and really fun.
What
my favorite
I like
part
about...
is...
Oh. Go
ahead, my favorite part was when Megan's like Beyonce, like me, and Beyonce's in the background. She's like me, that is my favorite part. I'm like, come on, Beyonce. And then at the end, when the music's still playing, this bitch is doing background vocals for no reason. Like, come on, Beyonce, you do everything, girl. Calm down, girl. You do everything.
Girl, she took that girl song, bitch, and said, I'm about to do my verse and I'll send it back. And I know she was gagging. Beyonce killed her on her song. The song is cute, but what I really like about the song is the fact that it's a true remix. It's not just add a verse in the same song.
Exactly.
Like, people need to stop doing that. Yeah.
Exactly. And the other cool thing about the song also is that both artists have pledged that a portion of the proceeds raised will be donated to a nonprofit organization based in Houston, Texas called Bread of Life. So this organization supports people impacted by the COVID-19. So that's really cool too. Like, there was a cause behind it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it'll do on the charts. Even though I don't care about charts, but it's interesting to see, like, what's about to happen.
Yeah, because honestly, I feel like at this point, they don't even care.
Megan cares. Beyonce don't care. Megan better care, bitch.
Yeah. No shade. Megan definitely cares. No shade. Well, the music gods are definitely listening to us because our prayers are definitely being answered. Not only are we getting a remix with Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion, but last night on Twitter, I believe it was Twitter and Instagram, Doja Cat made the announcement that her and Nicki Minaj are coming together to do a remix as well to Say So. So she actually teased this snippet of the track on social media, and we also have that for you as well. It's just a 20-minute snippet. I'll play it real quick.
Yeah, you know it. It's the remix. Doja.
Now, this is just a 20-second snippet. Go ahead. You were about to say something, Demi.
Yes, the song is very Nicki Minaj. Well, her album is very Nicki Minaj, so I see it.
Exactly. And I feel like she's always kind of pay homage. And speaking on that, so Doja Cat has actually been over the past few months going back and forth with Nicki Minaj's fan base, I guess, as well. Even though she's always kind of taken the high road, she's constantly shown love for Nicki, even citing her as her influence, not only on her personally, but on her rap game as a whole. Now that the Barbs may be surprised, hopefully they're pleasantly so surprised, I guess, to find out that Nicki and Doja are doing a remix on a track, I only can wonder, like, what the Barbs' reactions are about to be like. Are they now about to also stand Doja Cat, or are they about to be upset with Nicki for working with Doja because they had this made-up view in their head?
The Barbs are so flip-floppy late in ghetto that now they are on Doja's side simply because they feel like Doja bowed down. But at the end of the day, the Barbs are one of the latest fan bases in pop culture history. They don't know shit.
Amen.
But this song is going to be – I already love the song, but Nicki, I hope she just don't listen, girl. No one wants to hear you sing. Stop fucking singing on tracks. Seriously, come with the heat, bitch. Like, stop singing.
I think that Nicki only worked with her because she started calling herself a pop singer instead of a rapper, and now she's out of her lane, so now she's not a threat, even though they do the same shit.
No shade.
I don't know. Even though Doja is so much better, like, it's crazy, like, Doja is so creative, like, she's a character. But she's definitely, to me, carved out her own lane separately from her. But I definitely feel like Nicki's trying to ride this wave. And I know Nicki is gagging that Beyonce just dropped the nastiest verse. And I don't know what's about to happen. But Nicki is going to eat Doja on that track, period, point blank. But
she
I don't know how good it will be.
And I'm wondering, is Doja going to give us a new verse, or is it just going to be Nicki's verse added to the track, you know?
Yeah, I hope I bet you it's just added. It seems like it's clearly just added. Send me the track, I'll drop this, send it back. Like,
and I'll send
Nicki
it back and make sure I eat you in the project.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we won't have to wait too long because Doja also announced last night that the song will go live at midnight tonight. Am I correct? Yeah, midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. So we only got a couple more hours, actually. I'm excited to tell. Okay.
We'll see what it gives. We'll see.
Okay, so in other news, and maybe not so exciting news, or not so much exciting as the previous two topics we talked about, but in other news, I'm sad to announce that Little Woman star Miss Minnie recently died after a fatal car crash. I believe it was just 2 days ago we found out, with the rest of the world kind of on social media. But I was in shock, honestly. Like, I'm a huge fan of the Little Women series, the brand, all the states or cities or whatever. I watch them all. But Miss Minnie in particular, like, you know, in a sense you kind of forget that these people are real people because you see them as these characters on TV. And then when she, you know, learning that she passed away, it's like, wow, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel terrible for ever feeling, like, thinking anything negative about her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I hate to sound like this, but I feel so bad that she was my least favorite on that show. Like, you, like, I couldn't stand Minnie at all. Like, I couldn't stand her.
Yeah.
But now seeing the fact that all of this happened, like, I just feel so terrible. I feel like a bad person. I feel as though I definitely need to watch how I treat these people on TV, you know. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, just like remembering that they are humans, and sometimes their lives are exaggerated and exasperated, and it might not be the real them, right? But we'll send our condolences to Miss Minnie's family and the cast of Little Women. And other news, some more dramatic news, I guess we should touch bases on. I am still kind of catching myself up abreast with what's going on, but there is some beef happening between Ms. Keisha Cole and Kalani, and they are going ham on social media. I think Keisha was actually just on live just a couple minutes ago, right, Des?
Yeah. Just, I don't know what the beef is over. All I know is, over that one song, which is a terrible track, it's called All Me. It's a collaboration between Kehlani and Keisha Cole, and I really hate that song. But I guess Kehlani had another girl named Kamaya on that song, which used to be her best friend. Like, they have matching tattoos and everything. But I guess Kehlani took her off the song and said she wasn't going to drop it, but Keisha stayed on the song and the song came out anyway. So now that's Kehlani's drama with Kamaya, but I'm not sure of what Keisha's beef is with her, but she was on live saying they are not friends, they won't be friends, and they're not cool, and what she did or some shit like that.
The song was supposed to be like a collaboration from all the girls from the Bay Area. It was that girl, Kalani and Keisha Cole on one song. It was supposed to be this thing for the area, and they took the one girl out. Well, the label didn't like the song with the girl on it, girl, so the label didn't want to drop it. I think they just don't like the girl, period. And they didn't want her on the fucking song, bitch. So they had to take her off for her album to drop. Girl, get over it.
But my question is, it's no shade. I definitely agree with everything. My question is, did this girl write the song? Was it her song, or was she just on the song?
No shade.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
Because if she wrote the song, she deserves to get a beat down. But if she was just on the song, then girl, shut the fuck up and just go on and hustle.
You know, I just feel like she didn't write the song. I know she didn't, girl. She set up her song.
No shade. She wrote her part. But I just feel like also Keisha Cole has been in drama for the last 3 weeks now. And it's like this, she never learns. Like, she just never learns. She is always doing the wrong things, in my opinion. She says the wrong things at the wrong times. It's like she's holding herself back. And, like, with all of this stuff, Kalani's, like, 23. Like, girl, you are, what, 38? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
How old is
you? Ow, Keisha.
I feel like she's, like, 34 or something.
Keisha is
too
38.
Old to be arguing with.
She's 38 years old.
She is 38.
She looks good for her age.
You said 38?
38, born October 15, 1981. Come on, Keisha. She looks good, though.
Fuck on, Keisha Cole.
She's Beyonce's age.
Okay.
She's older than her.
Well,
yeah,
no,
she definitely is. Beyonce looks older.
Beyonce looks amazing for her age. Oh, but that is crazy.
But
is that, like, we always compare these black women to each other. Like, Beyonce has nothing to do with Keisha Cole being that age. Like, like, why do we have to compare everybody to
it's
Beyonce?
No shade. I
no,
think
that's
it's
the
a
same age.
Beehive thing. I just get triggered with her name because she always is saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. She comes for Michelle, Beyonce, her mom,
oh,
and then it's like, girl, it has been years, and you still are in this ghetto ratchet drama. But
I agree.
That's
her brand. She's got to tell. She's definitely got a hell, and I do agree, and I do think that, like, maybe her actions limit some opportunities in her career, but she does have a really nice body of music. For her to come from nothing and not be raised by her birth mother and to, you know what I mean, get a career and to do as well as she's done, I'm really proud of her, but she's ghetto as fuck. Like, some people, she's another Kaya, if you ask me. Kaya's ghetto as fuck, and she's burned so many bridges, her career will never go anywhere. So
yes.
It's like
yes.
Like that, you can either ignore them and block them or just read the fuck out of them when you get a chance. So,
and that's the shade. I hate when you want to like a person, but it's like they are forcing you not to like them or something.
Exactly. No,
yeah.
But yeah, that's all very true. Like, all very true. Well,
I hope they work it out, and that's that.
That's what I was going to say. I hope continuing forward, they find some solution and working it out and being adults about it. As we said, Keisha is 38, and she does talk very highly of herself as if she could possibly be a legend, you know, in the industry. So I feel like she needs to carry herself.
She is a legend.
She is.
She's
like,
absolutely.
I give her that. Like, she has lots of moments.
I'm not
going to
say she has. I'm saying she got classic songs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what it
is. She's a strong,
she's
stern
songs.
Statement. But
well, segue
another
in.
Thing is, I think it's also weird that her album comes out on May 8th, and of course, all this drama is happening now.
No shade, get that press, girl.
No shade. All press is good press, honey. They're going to be paying attention to her, following her social media, and listening to that single, baby.
Period.
Exactly.
Get money, bitch.
Period. Well, continuing on the topic of drama, Jazz, you want to update us on what you were learning a little earlier about Jennifer Williams and the drama she's having with his ex who allegedly stole her car, and Evelyn, I guess Lozado, made some comments or something, or she made comments about her.
First thing,
oh, wow.
First, I want to ask.
Me too.
Huh?
I said, wow, I've got something to say about her during my segment too, but go ahead.
I was just about to ask you, first of all, are Real Housewives extraordinaire? Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Mm-hmm. Daylin, how do you feel about Jennifer? Do you like her?
I do like Jennifer, but I think that she has similar characteristics to Cynthia. So there wouldn't be a point for her and Cynthia both being on the show if that's what you're looking for. I'm a big fan of Basketball Wives, and I've seen Jen over the years. I like her. I like her fashion. I think she's classy, and she keeps up mess, so she's good for TV.
Okay.
I can't stand her, but I definitely agree with you. She is definitely good for TV. But Jennifer gets on my damn nerves. But she is a liar. She is out here saying that her ex-boyfriend stole her range and has been missing for 4 days in it. But everyone knows you can track a range really, really quickly. So he took the social media talking about she's a liar, and then he dropped her text talking about Shawnee and Evelyn saying that she wants to punch them, and that Evelyn's daughter's a whore and she wants to leak her nudes.
But the gag.
So it's all this drama with her about that, but her ex definitely posted receipts, and she is gagging right now. So I just find that very Jennifer-like.
It is very Jennifer-like. That's what I was going to say. It doesn't necessarily surprise me because I feel like Jennifer's, like, always at the center of some sort of drama, like, and it's always some questionable drama that you kind of feel like she's lying about, you know? Like, but
yes. She went to Instagram asking the public to help her find her range. That makes no
sense. She also went on The Breakfast Club. She did, like, a whole tour, a whole press and media tour around it.
Yeah, she also went on Conversations and Cocktails, which is NeNe's weekly live show. And NeNe also was interviewing her and talking to her about her car being stolen. I guess Jennifer relocated to Atlanta, and she was saying that she was shysted and all these different things by this man, and he took her thing. So even though he may have that he was talking shit in her text messages, that's not surprising me. That's what she does. She likes her fight, and she does talk shit about the other girls. What's surprising to me is that he's comfortable with riding around in her car and not when she asked him.
Right, but what he had said was that he actually paid the car off and he posted it, but he said it was a gift from him, from her, and they both have gave gifts this whole time. So she is being a bitch, basically, is what he said.
Now, she might be being a bitch. She might be being a bitch, and she might be being a queen by saying, "Oh, give me that truck back, da 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 da." But if it's in her name, and it's in her insurance name, and she's got the title to the vehicle, if she's posted online that her shit is missing, you better return it because you're going to jail.
Exactly.
She's acting like that car is a baby, bitch. Like. Baby mama.
Baby, that's an $80,000 truck. Huh? Bring me that Range Rover. When we break up,
bring me my car.
Period. If we break up, anything that's in my name, return it. I want my phone. I want that car. Anything that's in my name, yes.
Say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
Period.
Oh, my God. Jennifer,
I know this sneaky, beefy, bitch. I can't learn.
All for the TV. But this is actually a perfect segment into our next segment of the show with Jalen for our Real Housewives of Atlanta update. And Jalen, we actually got you some music. All right, Jalen.
Oh, my God. I really love that music, mind you. Thank you, Naeem. But listen, y'all, there's so much to cover. I don't even know where to go or where to start. Let's just start with this. Okay, so if you guys have been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, there was an episode 23, that was posted, which was a really good episode. But they also posted other, like, shows showing, like, confessionals and footage of things that happen throughout the course of the show that may have not been aired during the episodes during the season. So we got to see people take time to kind of explain their sides of the stories a little bit more, which made me hate Candy and Kenya so much more. Oh my gosh, they talk about themselves so much and it's so annoying. I feel like Eva brings nothing to the show. I want them to replace her Peach next season. It's really sad that Kenya during the season talked so much shit about Tanya being engaged for 7 years, on going on 8 years being with this man when her marriage didn't even last one season for the show. That's a flop, right? I think that instead of her like investing so much energy cookie lady, she should have been investing that that energy into her relationship. Do you guys know that she's never met or spoke to Mark Daly's parents, and her baby has never met or spoke to Mark Daly's parents?
I think that is so weird. I've heard that. Why is that? Why won't he? I think he is weird as hell.
Yes.
Listen, would any of you marry someone without meeting their parents?
No, absolutely not.
Like part of the
exactly.
process before you get married.
This, I can't believe that she even is comfortable talking about this or telling people this in interviews. This goes to prove my theory that their marriage is an arrangement. It has to be a fucking arrangement. How did you never meet his parents? You never
it's
know
a story
how he don't know the relationship between him and his mother. You feel me? Like this
exactly.
is just too much. This is just too much to dissect. So we've got Kenya over here pretending to be married. She's never met his parents. Boo. Her child's never met his parents. Boom. They're co-parenting via FaceTime. Then on the show, you can see
that's
parts cute. Where she's trying to like act like she's his things. But you can see that there's price tags on all the clothes. So either she's being a sugar mama and she bought him all of this stuff brand new, or two, she went and bought a bunch of men's clothes to put in his closet just for the show to act like she's packing up his stuff. I don't think he ever lived with her. I don't think he's ever been in there. He lives in New York. His restaurant is in New York. This lady is delusional, and she's trying to make a baby for TV. She's trying to make a baby for TV. And it just goes to show that she's a disgusting person. Another thing, on the show, Marlo went to meet Cynthia for dinner. Marlo and Eva have been going back and forth the whole season. Eva gets up and takes her food to the bar and drinks and eats by herself because she doesn't want to sit around Marlo. I think that's extremely petty. Eva, like, seriously, you have been a huge shit starter. And then to go and find out that she was talking about Portia when they were trying on dresses, Candy, with her messy ass, went back and told Portia. Now Portia doesn't want to be her friend. So basically, Eva, Cynthia, and Kenya are this, like, Eva, Cynthia, Kenya, Candy. They have, like, this weird, clicky relationship. And then, oh, my God. Did you
a
guys
bunch of misfits.
Did you guys see how, what's her name? The real strong face one, Yovana Yo-Yo.
I can't stand
girl,
Yovana.
She looks like,
yeah.
She looks like the mask. She looks like the mask. So basically, she went and had dinner with Cynthia and Eva, and no, Cynthia and Candy, and basically tried to say that there's no audio. She made that up. She was trying to protect Nene. She didn't want the girls mad at her, blah, 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 blah. On the reunion, they brought Yovana on here, which she's not a contracted person. She's not a friend of the show. She's not a peach person. She's someone that was hanging out with Nene. They brought her on the reunion to try to embarrass Nene and try to paint the picture out for Nene to be the liar. Now, this whole season, everyone's true colors has been showing, and you can actually see that Nene is not the monster of the show. Yes, she has her wrongs, but you can also see that Kenya and Cynthia has had a lot of wrongdoings, and Candy has had a lot of wrongdoings. And this is the first season that you can really see that Nene is actually not the bad person in the group right now. You know what I'm saying? And they brought Yovana
right.
on the reunion to try to ambush her. They didn't bring Todd on the reunion to talk about his faulty marriage with Candy. They didn't bring Mark Daly on there to explain why Kenya didn't meet his parents. They didn't bring the cookie lady on there, and they didn't bring anybody else for none of the other girls on the reunion, but they brought Yovana on there to try to ambush Nene. Also, on Nene's YouTube channel, she talked about how everyone showed up in white, but they told her not to wear white. She ended up changing at the last time so that she could match the other people. It's just a lot going on. If you guys really want to get caught up and really get the tea, watch all the episodes on Bravo. Watch the confessionals on Bravo's YouTube. And also, on Instagram, you can follow a page that I love. It's the most accurate blog page or like repost page of Nene. It's called Chasing Nene Leaks on Instagram. That's where I get a lot of my tea from. That's where I see a lot of what's going on. So make sure that you follow. Okay, guys?
Yes.
Good job.
Question
okay.
I have, well, I just would like to say that Eva definitely showed me herself during those background thing, I definitely do not like her on this. Actually, I don't like her anymore.
She's such a liar.
She talks so much shit.
She's so fake. And every time she's confronted, she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And I can't believe that they went and met with Yovana behind Nene's back, brought her over to the tea party at Candy's guest house. And Yovana's sitting there lying about how there's not audio, but Nene sent, how about Nene after the reunion, Nene sent Cynthia the audio. So now Cynthia has the audio of Yovana.
What? They're so messy. It just
Cynthia is late. Kenya's late. Joanna's late. Eva is late. The only bitches I live for is Marlo is my number one, and I live for Nene, and I like Candy. Oh,
I don't
Kenya,
I love Candy.
Like Candy, she's a bad mother. I love Tanya. I love Tanya. So, did you guys see The Real? Do you guys watch The Real?
I love
yes,
The Real.
Yes, but not since it stopped being live, like, on TV.
Candy was on The Real, and she was talking about how her and Nene have been going back and forth after they've been friends for the season. It's been a lot of going back and forth or whatever. I just feel like Candy's just a fraud, and... Mm-hmm. She basically cooks up drama after the show is done filming for the season to keep herself relevant so that she can get casted for the next season. Now all of a sudden she's coming after Todd, so now she's using her mom as a to keep her storyline active with Todd because she don't have nothing going on and nothing to talk about. She's pathetic, and she can't sing. She's pathetic.
Every man needs a
woman. Oh my God. Well,
I think Candy is just pathetic, and Kenya is just thirsty and desperate. Them two, it should be called Desperate Housewives, starring Candy and motherfucking Kenya, bitch. That could be a skin
and Cynthia.
Yes.
Cynthia.
I like her. She's so hard to figure out.
She's a wishy-washy 50-year-old.
She is. I get it, but I don't. Well, thank you, Daylen, for that insight, Real Housewives America recap. And again, make sure that y'all stay up to date or stay checking the True Tea Entertainment Group as Daylen often posts things that he finds throughout the week in there as well as the rest of the team. So thank you. And Demi, I'll let you take the floor.
If you're a music artist local to Pittsburgh and identify as LGBTQIA+, we want to celebrate you. Each week we will be highlighting local artists and or featuring 1 to 2 minutes of your music live on air. And the best part about it is there's no fee to participate. Interested participants should email over our MP3 audio copy of your master track to info@truthtpgh.com. Have a story to tell? Looking for a platform for your voice to be heard? LGBTQIA+ artists can also apply.
Very good. You just send that information as well to info@truthtpgh.com. You can also DM us on Facebook at truthtpgh or on any social media platform for that matter. But all right, we're going to go ahead and get into some local and national news. All right, panelists. So, in today's news, all Pittsburgh students are receiving passing grades as the district struggles to meet tech needs. Just a little backstory on this. So, all students in the Pittsburgh public school areas will be receiving passing grades for the fourth quarter. District leaders announced this this past Thursday in a virtual news conference. So, the grading guidelines are designed to hold students harmless.
said David Maystein. He's the chief of school performance. Not all school kids or not all kids in school are going to be able to do this effectively where learning can be accurately measured. Grading guidelines are being adjusted to avoid penalizing students with unequal access to remote learning technology based on a survey that was sent to students early in the pandemic. The district knew there was a need for around 17,000 laptops and tablets, but existing inventory at the time was only around 2,400 in supplies that would be able to work outside of school buildings. Now, under the new guidelines, Maystein says that the students and parents are in close contact with teachers who can provide feedback so assignments can be revised. Courses will be credit-bearing where applicable, but students will not be able to receive any grade lower than a 70%. So that's definitely good news for the local youth, I guess, in general, all around. Like, kudos to y'all.
Yes. I mean, I feel like it really doesn't matter because most of the folks who are going to school after that have already gotten into school, so it's not like they're checking for their fourth quarter grades.
Right, at this point.
Good luck to them, because it definitely sucks that they can't walk the stage. They've been saying no cap
yes.
all year. Well, no gown either, bitch.
That is terrible. Oh my God.
Seeing that is like they think no. that will get even worse next fall. Like, what are they going to do for the next school year too? Like, everything's about to be weird for like 2 years.
Yes.
America's
and
getting hammered
like and
going.
Yeah, we're not thinking far enough ahead. We're thinking the next month or the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, what is our next couple of years looking like? I don't know. In other news, local nightclub owners received backlash for armed appearance at a Pittsburgh protest. So members of the Pittsburgh LGBT community and others have expressed outrage on social media when it was discovered that two local nightclub owners who are prominent figures at the Pittsburgh Take Back Control anti-quarantine protest just 2 days ago. Now, posts circulated the internet on Monday, April 20th, alleging that Paul Martinez and his wife, Leah, or Lay, who are the co-owners of Strip District Clubs Cabo and Cape, they both attended the protest armed. And appeared to be with semi-automatic weapons. The posts were accompanied with various media photos taken at the protest. Now, as reported by the Pittsburgh City paper, the protest, which took place outside of the downtown city county building, drew nearly 120 people in attendance that were demanding that the state government reopen business and halt the coronavirus closures. Now, Martinez made a public statement shortly following the circulation of receipts evidence that he participated in the act. Martinez said the following: "Everyone is trying to bash us for attending this protest, saying we have guilt by association to others that were there. Well, maybe the crowd would have looked different if anyone else actually showed up to fight for their cause like I tried to get a few weeks ago. But hey, if it makes you feel good, good for you. Go about your good for you and yourself. Send us foul messages. Go for it." He also later expanded upon his quote to the city paper and says, "My wife and I attended a protest yesterday, as you can see from the screenshots, and we'll also share these in the True Tea group. From last week, I've been trying to get people from all sides to come together and stand against your government. This wasn't about us. We own a large capacity venue. We already know we aren't opening anytime soon due to social distancing and safety. What it's about is the government forcefully shutting down small businesses while letting huge corporations like Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and others operate while not allowing the same type of businesses owned by the little guys to do the same." The government said that, right, the government said they would help small businesses and their employees, but so many small businesses are closing their doors for good because the help never came. We aren't saying the virus isn't real or that we don't care about others. Everyone does, and we certainly aren't white supremacists. That is just silly. And, yes, to answer your question, we have been doing LGBTQ events for almost 12 years. We support LGBTQ community members and will continue to do so. Now, I like you, Demi. I heard your response or your reaction to it. I'm kind of torn because I totally get what you're saying about, like, yeah, people are worried about
like how their small businesses will sustain and like how do you continue onward safely, of course. But at the same time, don't want to rush, you know, this process. And
but there's also a lot that are already closing. A lot of places are already closing their doors. They don't know what to do. If you shut down capitalism, capitalism is going to die. You can't shut down capitalism for years. It's going to die. Bitch, y'all wanted Trump. This is what y'all get. Bitch, America is getting what they asked for. Finally, bitch, they get.
Yes, and it sucks because it's like a give and take. Like, it is terrible that Walmart is allowed to stay open, but at the same time, if you allow a corner store to open because they sell tissue as well, all of them will be open, you know?
Exactly. I definitely agree. And go ahead, Jimmy.
Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, made $54 billion since the beginning of the quarantine. Just how much he made alone is $54 billion. Not Amazon.
That
just
is
him.
Crazy. That's crazy.
And I heard
about his dad
hired...
for contracting the virus. Sorry, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just heard they hired 750,000 new employees because of the demand.
Mm-hmm. And it's like just like the meat houses, it's a cesspool. Everyone's getting infected right in them places.
Exactly. Yeah. And it looks like
I heard that they're
community.
About
to... Go ahead, Des. I'm sorry, we got a little lag. Go ahead.
I heard that we are in danger of a shortage of meat, so we need to watch that as well.
Yes, and I feel like whenever the news makes these announcements, you know, beforehand, before it all happens, that is what speeds up the process, and that's what makes everybody rush to these stores and, like, go and hoard all this food that's going to expire in 3 weeks anyway.
Feel like those are the folks who will not survive in the wild. Like, I just feel like if you need all these products to live, then you just, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Like, it's really ridiculous to hoard stuff so that other people can't get it.
If you watch Naked and Afraid, it's all about rationing things off, right? Like, if we all just get what we need to survive, then there's plenty of product for everybody. You know, it's just a thing. Like, we bought toilet paper maybe a whole month and a half ago, and we still got it. Like, still got the load. Like, or at least like four of them, I guess. But it looks like local Pittsburgh also is still in some type of way about the actions of these owners. Even our very own DJ, Sarah Honey Young, was quoted in the city paper saying, "This recklessness pisses me off, not the dissent. We all want answers and an actual plan. Yes, small businesses deserve the bailouts. We all want this quarantine to end as soon as possible. I'm part of the nightlife industry too, but it's literally dangerous to gather a crowd of people together while an extremely contagious virus is killing thousands of people per day. And it's alarming to bring assault weapons and disguises with you. This will only draw out this situation even longer for all of us, and it's a fucking insane. People should be informed on who is behind it." And this was DJ Sarah Honey Young quote from the city papers. But I totally get that as well, because I think a lot of people are also upset with them for the fact that you went and you gathered in a large crowd to demand that the city reopen, right? But we are restricted from being in large crowds, right? Also, at the same time. And so you are still putting people at risk by doing that as well.
I agree with everything she said. I agree with everything she said. But at the same time, some people are literally will die for freedom. And that's what this country was sort of built on. So at the end of the day, a protest is a protest, and you don't get to decide what that looks like. And I also feel like some of us need to have the attitude that they have if we want to change things. And it doesn't even have to be about this. Like, I feel like we're so passive and so weak now, we just lay down and let folks fuck us in the ass and don't do anything about it. You know what I mean? So I appreciate how they're fired up, but at the same time, it's dangerous.
Yes. Yes.
Trump said, it's either you let people die or you let America die. And the people is out here telling y'all, bitch, we not letting America die. Bitch, all y'all can die before we let America die.
Right. No shit. Give me the money. Terrible.
They want
terrible.
Work.
Terrible. All right. Well, continuing on, also in national news, Joe Biden and his sexual assault, hashtag fire Chris Hayes, Pelosi comments. All right, so House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reiterated this past Thursday that she's satisfied with how Joe Biden has responded to a sexual assault allegation from a former Senate staffer, despite mounting calls from the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee to more directly address the issue. Now, Pelosi told MSNBC 2 weeks ago that she was satisfied with Biden's response to Tara Reid. And this isn't the actress Tara Reid, I don't believe. This is R-E-A-D-E. Tara Reid's allegations that he sexually assaulted her in 1993 when she was an aide in his Senate office. But in the meantime, Biden is facing increasing pressure to personally address the claim, which he's been denying since his campaign. This is a quote from Biden. While I have great sympathy for any woman who would bring forth an allegation. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is a quote from Nancy Pelosi. I do apologize. While I have great sympathy for any woman who brings forth an allegation, Pelosi told CNN's reporter New Day Thursday, I'm a big, strong supporter of the Me Too movement. I think it has been made a great contribution to our country, and I do support Joe Biden. I'm satisfied with how he has responded. So it was kind of a little all over the place, I guess. But it does bring people. I don't actually have the quote for his.
Ooh.
Let me grab that real quick.
I would like.
Well, Nancy.
Yes,
Nancy was also
make
satisfied.
Response.
Nancy was also satisfied with giving us $1,200 while everybody else got trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars.
Right. I'm
very sure.
I'm starting to see her for who she really is, and she is just a Republican in Democrat skin. But I feel as though sexual assault is so touchy right now. Like, it's like you can't not believe anybody, honestly. So I feel like that is the line that these people are walking right now. And
but
she
this one
is in a
different than all of them.
You say
like all the
what?
Rest of them, all the rest of them don't have like actual proof or like things that corroborated. They still put Bill Cosby ass in jail. They got her mom was on Larry King Live telling her about it in 1993. She went to the Senate about it in 1993. She went to the police about it in 1993. Bitch, they have all this shit on record, and he should be in jail.
And that is why they wanted Biden to win. This is crazy. And at the end of the day, I just think it's so crazy that Dems ousted Bernie like that, but now everyone is adapting everything that he stood for. And it's just so disgusting to me. It's just gross.
Well,
I heard a
rumor. I just got some breaking news, actually, as of 3 hours ago, that Joe Biden is actually being pressured to respond to the sexual allegation or the sexual assault allegation allegations made against him. And they said that it could be a public question and answer scheduled for tomorrow.
So,
could happen a lot faster.
I heard that Joe Biden's being pressured to give the nomination to Hillary at the convention.
What?
Honestly, I'm here for it.
And then
she's
going to pick a black woman.
I am here for it at this point.
Yes, he did say that he was interested in a black woman on the Senate, but he didn't clarify if he would bring them as his VP. He just said that he can guarantee it will be a woman, so that his team looks like him.
I'm saying that I heard that Biden is supposed to give the nomination to Hillary, and Hillary is going to pick a black woman to run with her.
Wow,
girl,
could you imagine Hillary and Michelle Obama?
Listen to me.
No, that would never happen.
I'm gagging at that. I truly am gagging at that, because what are the Democrats doing? Like, that is like a bait and switch from the beginning. How could you
Joe
take,
cannot run,
like,
though. But she got dementia.
Joe
he,
can't
he,
run
anymore.
He can't.
They're
going
to say he has
run.
Dementia and going to Hillary.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. Well,
I think that would happen. I've heard that for months, but I thought it was like a ridiculous just onion claim or whatever. But to hear that that's possible is gagging. I'm gagging.
Oh, there's shit coming up, bitch. He can't run on that.
He can't. He really can't.
For real. And this quarantine got everybody reevaluating the game plan. No shade, regardless of where you're at. Like,
do you guys think that they will vote for her this time? Republicans will vote for her this time.
Bitch,
will
I would vote for
life.
Hillary this time, bitch.
No, I think everyone is regretting not voting for her right now. Like, or they should be.
I don't.
That was,
I'm
a lot
enjoying
of people
it, bitch.
Supporting Trump.
You know what makes so much sense? That all makes so much sense, because Hillary cannot campaign, because she don't want to go through that all again. Like, it was so unfair. So let Joe, the easy guy, the safe guy, do it. Then, boom, here she is without doing any of the work, which is smart.
Smart. It definitely is. Definitely working smarter, not harder this time around.
Bitch, but
we
the Republicans definitely come out in droves.
Literally in droves. Ready to go. But we'll definitely stay abreast with this information as news unfolds. Hopefully we'll have something to tell you next week if we do get a public questionnaire tomorrow with Joe Biden. So we will stay in. I do want to go ahead and just quickly just throw out something. This has nothing to do with our national news or local news at all, but I am in shock about this information. I just learned before the show actually started from Demi that Iggy Azalea is allegedly expecting a baby.
No, she had the baby.
She had the baby.
Yes.
What the hell? Like, no one even knew she was pregnant or dating anybody.
Yeah, there were I remember seeing rumors back in, like, December.
Who is that? Who is she? I don't know.
I am gagging.
But I know Iggy is really self-conscious about her body, so she probably intentionally hid because she didn't want us to see her overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Was she with a black man?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Oh,
some rapper.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like Playboy Cardi or something.
Playboy. Girl.
Playboy Cardi.
Hot mess. This is a hot mess of a story.
Wow. Isn't he like 20 years old or something? Right?
She ain't that old either.
He's late years old.
To each their own. Congratulations to Iggy Azalea and the Playboy Cardi on the birth of three children or child. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
So this is the moment that we build up towards each and every week. We like to call our gag.
Wanna gag it?
This week's gag was submitted actually by Dez. We actually just came across this earlier today. So, a university professor lost his job after students spotted his busty college girl bookmark during a Zoom lecture, right? So if you're sharing your screen with your workmates or your students, it's probably best that you wipe any incriminating or embarrassing tags from your browser for anyone who's not aware of this information. That's some helpful tips for you all. Back to the story. University of Miami professor, his name was John Ping Zhang, learned that lesson the hard way, I guess, last month when he shared his computer screen with his business analytics class, and some of his students spotted a bookmark based on his browser entitled Busty College Girl, the college newspaper, the Miami Hurricane, Jesse Leavine. Now, one of the first students who spotted the bookmark, which bared the name of a popular, I guess, porn star, called it out over the Zoom session, live on microphone, and the rest of the class took notice and began taking screenshots and sharing it all over social media. As you all know how social media works, it was only a matter of 24 hours before it had 800,000 views, and it was even shared on campus by students of the teacher as well. By the next day, it spread all over the world, and it had gone viral, and the instructor was fired from the university. So for that, John Peng Zhang, you are this week's gag of the week.
I feel so bad for him. I feel so bad. Everybody watches porn. These kids ain't got shit else to do. Put your motherfucking phones down and watch the slideshow. And y'all gonna fire this man who went to school, paid his dues, and he is trying to instill knowledge into your brains. And the best thing you could do is put his ass on TikTok. Are you serious? And now he is fired.
Y'all not kids, bitch. Y'all know people have sex and watch porn, girl.
Literally, yeah. Grown college students. Like,
don't ruin this man's life.
I've like, definitely
he's
seen
already...
that happen before.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I've definitely seen that happen before working at the theater. We had an instructor who I guess was trying to connect their iPhone to a computer to play music, and it synced over, like, naked pictures of them, and the students all saw it. And she didn't intentionally do it. Like, she wasn't trying to show everybody, you know. But she had to be fired. Well, not fired, but she was let go. Because now it just makes it awkward for everybody. But,
word to the wise. Whenever you give a presentation with your own computer, delete everything off of that bitch. Start from a clean slate. Like, come on now.
Des always makes me check before I put my computer on the projector.
I'd be like, you better clear it out before you bag us in.
Remember back in the day when pop-ups really would just pop up?
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about, this big dildo. 30 seconds, click here.
That is terrible. Well, lesson learned here, yes, definitely clear your laptop or don't use, you know, separate things, like have a work laptop and a personal laptop or at least, like, login pages or whatever on your laptop. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But
or a
laptop.
Yeah, like a flu thing, you know. You can definitely search without keeping it in your thing.
Yes. All right. So we're coming to the end of today's episode. I did want to go ahead. We had some quick updates, some quick random updates that the team came amongst throughout the week. So quickly, we have social media updates that have been happening, and we're not sure if we even noticed, so we want to just bring them to your attention. Facebook has added features, monetizing live streams, and a dating video messenger. So a dating app video messenger as well. So just explore your Facebook and try that out. Apple is introducing new software to unlock phones with a mask or with mask as well. So we'll be learning more about that over the weeks and share some information with you that on future episodes, as well as Spotify is enabling fans to tip your favorite artists with a new feature. A lot of our favorite celebrities and musicians right now are struggling to pay their bills, you know, because they cannot perform or be in large public settings. So Spotify is looking for creative ways to support local, national, international artists of all sorts with a new feature that allows you to tip them
And also, Facebook and Instagram are offering a virtual graduation with a special guest keynote speaker being Oprah Winfrey. So that's big deal. Des, do you have any backstory on that for Winfrey doing the keynote speaking on IG?
Oh, no, I just seen it, and I'm like, oh, well, that's good because they need some type of something to feel good. But I'm not sure when it will happen, but I'll update everybody when it does happen.
Very good. We'll be sure to share that into the True Tea Entertainment group on Facebook as well. And other announcements, tonight is the series finale of How to Get Away with Murder. And I know Demi and Dez are fanatics of this show, so we need to wrap up shortly. Yeah, that's pretty much all for me. Do you all got anything to end the show with?
Just have a good week, everybody.
There's a sale on Maison Fenty's website, 50% off the first sale.
Okay.
Get you some.
We all feel good, though. Okay. Very good. Well, co-hosts, I thank you as always. Our co-hosts, you know, they do the work and got to dig and find all this information for us to share with you all live on the podcast each every week. So we thank you. Special shout out to everybody who listens and supports us on all platforms. Again, it is not realty unless it is truthy. Podcast Truthy, we thank you all. Have a blessed rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, same time, same place. All right, co-hosts, bye.
Artist Spotlight. Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid. On my grind, why you niggas getting played? See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in they place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah. And I promise never stopping, and I'll kill it. Every time I grab the mic, I be out of sight, Stoney. Now they call me Stoney, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stoney, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Cold world, where the weed at? Got a lighter? Let me see that. No fake shit, rolling dolo. So high, where's my kneecap? Corny niggas want entertain, I don't give a fuck, that shit lame. Get the money, get the fame, now it's on and I know the game. Told niggas long time ago, my flow blow, they don't hear me though. Niggas smiling, we cool as hell, they be lying to me, Pinocchio. Roll up and I smoke choke, low key with the smoke cloak. Something out of a horror story, killing shit like I'm Roanoke.
Artist Spotlight.
Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid, till I'm paid. On my grind, why you niggas getting played? See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in they place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah. And I promise never stopping, and I'll kill it. Every time I grab the mic, I be out of sight, Stoney. Now they call me Stoney, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stoney, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real, it's how I feel. If you relate, then play this track. Fuck it, run it back, yeah. Verse 2, I gotta spit it. By all means, I gotta get it. Paste up in my smoke cloud, I spark it up, then I hit it. This magician got many tricks. Fuck the hype, I'm already lit. These niggas be throwing fits while I'm moving on with my life and shit. Off topic, let me bring it back. That phony shit, I'm not having that. No fake love, no fake friends, no fake vibes, that's no cap. Stand up where my loner's at. Peace, brother, where my stoner's at. No fake love, no fake friends, no fake vibes, that's no cap. Every day, I'ma get it till I'm paid. On my grind, why you niggas getting played? See me rising, used to have so much to say. Beat the odds, put these niggas in they place. Now I got my mind right, yeah. A nigga got his grind tight, yeah.
and I promise never stopping, and I'll kill it every time I grab the mic. I be out of sight, Stony. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie. I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony. On the real is how I feel, if you relate to play this track, fuck it, run it back, yeah. Now they call me Stony, smoking with my homie.
I get spotlight.
I'm so sick of niggas, bitches, they so fucking phony.